time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to be talking about the Evangelical People's Party. Now, what happened is, last December, the Swiss Parliament voted in favour of introducing gay marriage, shortly after Conservative politicians of several parties announced that they would launch a referendum against the decision, and on Monday, they did hand in the necessary 50,000 signatures. One political party supporting the referendum is the Evangelical People's Party, a small party, you might not know about them, which is why in this week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to take a look at the Evangelical People's Party. So, Dario, who are they?
Well, the Evangelical People's Party, or Evangelische Volkspartei of Switzerland, is a very small Protestant Christian Democratic Party. Now, evangelical here doesn't mean the same thing exactly as it does in the Anglo-Saxon countries. In Switzerland, it simply means the Protestant Church. The party is counted to the political center. It is, however, very conservative on issues such as abortions, euthanasia, and gay rights, which is why it is supporting the referendum against gay marriage.
Okay, now people might think, oh, this is a new party, a bit of an upstart, you know, trying to sort of like fight these, you know, horrible new ways of living. However, it's not, though. It's been around for quite a while.
Yes, the story of the party started over 100 years ago in 1917, when gay marriage or anything gay wasn't on the political agenda at all. At the time, it was very difficult for small parties to enter the national parliament because of a winner-take-all voting system. But lucky them, only a year after they were founded, the Swiss voting system was changed to a proportional system, which allowed for very small parties to enter national parliament. And to this day, the EVP benefits from this.
Okay, so let's take a look at it now. I mean, how powerful is it on a federal level?
Well, on the federal level, the party is still a featherweight. In the last national elections in 2019, it amounted to just 2.1% of the vote. Currently, there are only three members of parliament that belong to the Evangelical People's Party. But the party's nationwide distribution isn't very even. It is stronger and strongest in the Bern, Argovy, and some parts of eastern Switzerland, but virtually inexistent in cantons such as Geneva, Valais, Ticino, or Grison.
Now, you say the party is opposed to gay marriage, and yet it struggles to actually find its positioning, really. It can't really be positioned as the right-wing conservative end of the spectrum. So why is that? Why is it so hard to actually pin down where this party actually stands?
Well, yes, the party is very conservative when it comes to Christian issues. However, it's left of center when it comes to wealth distribution, environmentalism, and immigration issues. For example, in the recent vote for a free trade agreement with Indonesia, they voted against that because they considered it not environmentally friendly enough, this free trade agreement. And one of its most famous members was a pastor from Zurich who was commonly known as Pastor Sieber, the homeless pastor. So he spent much of his life taking care of the homeless in Zurich and advocating their rights, and he was known well beyond the city. But nowadays, there isn't such a figurehead that showcases the party's more social side, and what we see is the expression of their very Christian conservative side in their support of the referendum against gay marriage.
Okay, so let's take a bit of a circle here. What happens now with that referendum?
Well, the Federal Chancellery has validated the signatures. There were actually well over 50,000 signatures, well over the necessary 50,000 signatures for the referendum that were validated. And so Swiss citizens will be able to vote on whether or not they wish to introduce gay marriage, most likely sometime this autumn.
Okay, and of course, the law, although passed by Parliament, is on hold now until that vote takes place. I did actually hear one thing where some supporters of gay marriage weren't at all surprised this is actually going to go to a referendum. I think that was expected, frankly.
Yes.
Yes.
There was a bit of a suspense because some people thought that maybe in the context of the pandemic, it would be harder to collect those 50,000 signatures. But in the end, well, they managed it. But we're going to go and vote on that.
Yeah, definitely. So it's going to go to a vote. But I did, like I say, I saw some people who support gay marriage actually aren't that unhappy about it going to a referendum because, of course, if it passes, that means that gay marriage then enters into the constitution and really does solidify those rights for gay people.
Yes. But we can expect a very heated debate.
Yes, it's going to be a bit of a battle in the run-up to that. All right then, actually, Dario, thank you for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up, taking a look at the Evangelical People's Party, which has been around for over 100 years. If you want to hear that episode again of Swiss Up, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.